They go now to wait in Mexico while their cases wind their way through U.S. courts. A plan calls for U.S. authorities to bus the asylum seekers back and forth to the border court for their hearings in downtown San Diego. More details at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Manning the Watch with Doc. I am Doc and I have the watch for the next hour. Again, Dad is with me. I get to call him Dad and everybody else gets to call him Bud.
I'm back.
You're back. Yeah, well, that's what you were out sick. And Frank is with us again. Our Frank Rose, our good old program director who just keeps lining people up to come in and talk to me for an hour.
Good morning.
Morning. Thanks for being back and glad to see you are up and running around again today. And Aileen is with Pack 107. She's the scout or the cub master over there. They are doing their Pinewood Derby right now. Dad and I were over there early helping set it up and everything. Greg from Napa Auto Parts, he brings all of that swag with him and flags and Napa gear. It's all over the walls. He gives away hats. He really makes a big deal out of it. And how many boys were there? 16, 17?
We had 16, and the boys were still coming.
Yeah, there was a couple in the parking lot that we passed. So, you know, looking at maybe 20-ish boys doing that Pinewood Derby, so that's probably a good hour and a half, 2 hours, and, you know, there's snacks and everything there. So I know they're going to have fun. Greg really does a good job with it, and I'm so proud and happy that he's the one that he does that every year for us. That track that he uses is a Eagle Scout project from way back in the day. It's handmade out of wood, and you know it takes an hour to set that darn thing up.
Yeah, he was saying that we think it's like 35 years old.
Yeah, we're trying to find a date on it, but you know it's very impressive. Only two lanes still work; the middle lane doesn't, but that's good because then it's just boy against boy, one car against another, and you know it doesn't get real questionable. There's no high speed speed traps on the end of which lane. It's all by eye. It's why we have two parents down there of which one. And most of the time, it's pretty obvious which car, you know, goes across the first. So I'm glad that there's a bunch of boys down there and, you know, and they're having fun. And,
oh, they were so excited. You'd think this was NASCAR finals.
nothing makes me smile better than seeing all the kids jump up and down. And then, of course, Troop 42, Boy Scout Troop 42, there's a couple three boys there to help out with that, and they have brought some of their cars from the past. So after the official races are over, the top three winning cars, those cars will go on to the district level, but then they let a lot of grudge matches. So if there's brothers or if there's a sister there, there's always extra cars they can grudge match. And I know Davis and Dart was looking forward to, you know, because Dart was never a Cub Scout, so this is his actual first time being, you know, with the Pinewood Derby.
So. Oh, so that's why he brought his Kinkachu car out, huh?
Yes, yeah. That crazy little thing. So that's good to go. That's going on down there, and I know that's going to be busy, and they'll finish just in time for me and you to show up to pack it all up and you know and go away. So we have a guest with us today, David Cottrell from the American Legion. Did I say that right?
Cockrill.
Okay. I didn't want to say it wrong. And, you know, and you got to be really careful on the radio how you say things. So, but you are from the Reading American Legion. And I know you wear several hats and, you know, in the district and whatnot. And also you're involved with the Sons of the American Legion as well.
Yes, that's correct.
So you're just like when I was active with them. We all wear a lot of hats because there's seats and hats that need to be filled and jobs that need to be done. So thank you for all of that because I know it's a lot of work. And I was trying to do that and work full-time down in Chico and when I was still involved with the Durham American Legion.
Yeah.
And Sons of the American Legion down there. The Farleys, Rick and Sean Farley, father and son, both Army vets down there. They pretty much Rule the Roost down there. Amazing guys. I really liked working with them. You know, especially as far as on the American Legion side, I learned a lot, like what to do and what not to do and how to do the meetings and stuff. So I'm glad that they're still running the things down here. The point in time count for Shasta County on Wednesday, I know there's still a couple of counts going on throughout the county trying to catch some different folks, but that sounds Aileen was tired, but she said it looked like it was successful and had a lot of people come through the Vets Hall here over on Yuba Street. They used that. Looked like there were a lot of services available for homeless folks, and VRC was there, so hopefully they caught some folks that were vets that might need any help out there. And so I'm glad that's over, and I know Aileen's glad it's over too. So here in the coming weeks, she gets to crunch all those numbers now.
Yeah, that's like the census for the homeless, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, more or less it is. It's very difficult to that is a guesstimation number. Everyone that you're speaking to, you get data from, but that's not all of the homeless folks that are out there in the communities. They're just trying to get a general idea of what's out there, and more specifically what services are not being fulfilled, you know, that we can help these folks. Because it, you know, you take a big enough sample, then, you know, the group as a whole, we can figure out, you know, what we can do better to help those folks. So that's what she gets to do for the next month or so, deal with that. And then the biggest thing right now is as David and I was talking about the shutdown, you had said, and I didn't catch this last night, but it's only the reopening of the government is only good for 3 weeks. Is
that's that what I understand? Three weeks.
So we have a 3 week stay before we go back to folks arguing about border walls and money and, you know, and all of that stuff. My biggest thing on that is we have a couple of friends, service members, past service members that were affected by that, and our buddy up in Montana has not been getting paid, you know, this whole time. What, it got right up about 30 days or so, and he did not get paid, so he lived off his savings for a bit. So, you know, there's humans out there, that side, there are people out there that were suffering because of that, you know, that was needless. So hopefully next time around they can do a better job of who's actually being affected, you know, by that.
Yeah, I know the American Legion put out, I think it was TFA, a special application for the Coast Guard, because the Coast Guard is our protection on the coast.
Yeah.
And if they fill out that paperwork, they were going to be able to support at least the Coast Guard somewhat.
Yeah.
But that was a special. And not having any Coast Guard here, I submitted that form to a person that said he had contact with a Coast Guard. So hopefully that some of the Coast Guard did fill out the TFA application to get some funds to support them during this time.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but TFA is financial assistance.
Right,
it temporary is.
Temporary financial assistance.
Yes. Same thing at VRC. That's what it falls under, temporary financial assistance. So hopefully, you know, that can, you know, it didn't ruin anybody's lives. You know, I know USAA, if you had a mortgage or car payments through them, they were letting things slide while this was going on, but not all the service members are, you know, under USAA. So hopefully, you know, no one is getting evicted or kicked out of their home just because of that. I think there needs to be some provisions in there if they're going to do that again. So you know, we don't need to be making more people homeless because we're bickering about, you know, funds for a wall. So, and my personal opinion, I think I don't care if we build a wall or not, it's not going to stop anybody from crossing over. It's a symbol more than anything else. You know, we're in the past, we had a great president, President Reagan. You know, he was very instrumental of tearing a wall down to reunite people. It's a little different here. You know, our friends to the south of us, and building a wall there is not going to stop people from coming over, but maybe the government needs to look at how we can help our friends down south, because there's a reason why all those folks are coming over here. You know, I don't know if that's for jobs or whatever. That's not my political part, and I'm not going to get into that. But let's look at the bigger picture, and, you know, we can better maybe use our funds a little bit better. Now, we don't need to be giving that country money, because we know the money goes in people's pockets and disappears. You know, let's not get crazy with that either. So that's not an answer, but I know a lot of people have opinions on that, and we can, you know, maybe wrap our minds around it so we don't have another government shutdown and people being affected by that who just want to work and support their families. So that's my soapbox. I'll get off of that right now, because we could talk a whole hour about that and all. But beyond that, I know the American Legion has reached out and has other programs for the car fire and the campfire and all of that, and we'll get into that when we come back with the next segment, because I want to make sure everybody knows that. And we may have another guest come in too that can speak a little bit more on that. So that affects us here locally, and I definitely want to make sure that information gets put out there. As far as locally right now, I think everybody's just taking advantage of the sun and, you know, everything drying out for a couple of days and all. I know last time I stopped over and seen Frank out in front of his house, he had a little pond growing out there on the road out in front of your house. So, you know, you drive that little car, I don't know, you got pontoons on it to get across that little lake right there. But, you know, it's nice. We need to kind of let the bird feathers, you know, dry out a little bit so we can fly, you know. But
yeah, just give everybody spring fever real bad, and it's going to get cold here next week.
Yeah, go right back. But hey, at least we know in a couple of weeks it'll cycle back around and all. You know, the big thing with right now with all the rains, we've got a lot of mudslides, you know, up here by the lake where the fires were, the car fires, a lot of mudslides. And of course, down outside of Paradise and around, they're having some real serious ones.
Yeah, major slides up there.
And still the second year away from the big fire that happened over in Santa Rosa, now is when all that undergrowth, all the roots and everything that were holding the dirt in place have all withered away. So they're having really big issues down there with ground moving, which is what we'll have to deal with after next summer where the fires were up here. So it'll be interesting. We'll see how that's going to come all out. I know I was in taking some classes when all that was happening, and we went up there after the fire to Whiskeytown Lake and got to see all of that and how it was all kind of burned down. And you can just start to see some of the green just trying to sprout back up on the other side of the dam. And so that'll be interesting to see how that comes out. Other than that, we got just a lot of little mess going on. We're out of the holidays. And so with that, let's go ahead and we'll take a quick break. Thank you for listening to Manning the Watch. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Improve your health with OsteoStrong. Not a drug, not a gym, just 10 minutes a week. One thing we all have in common, a skeletal system. By implementing the OsteoStrong strategy, you may experience the following results. Less joint and back pain, improved bone density, improved posture, improved balance, and improved athletic performance. To learn more about OsteoStrong, visit Linda and Ken in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, 243 Athens Avenue, or give them a call at 215-3115.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes. but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is, prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the Diabetes Prevention Program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
We're gonna rock down to Electric Avenue.
Okay, I'll take it. I'll take it. It's all good. It's all good. Thank you for coming back, listening to Manning the Watch. We have a guest with us today, David Cottrell.
Cockrell.
Cockrell. Gosh darn it. I'll get it by the end of the show. Gosh darn it. From the American Legion. You know, we briefly touched on, you know, the American Legion being able to help specifically the Coast Guard. And you can go into details on that. I don't want to put anything out there that's wrong, because, good gosh, you know, we'll get all kinds of cool emails of what was wrong. But the American Legion as a whole, I'm an American Legion member myself, and, you know, we do more. There's advocacy for veterans as a whole back in D.C., and we do more than just, I think sometimes folks think we just sit around in a bar and, you know, a canteen somewhere and drink and tell old war stories. You and I briefly talked before we went on the air, Boy State. I never even heard of Boy State until I was active in it down in Durham and found that out. So go in, whatever you want to say. You got the air right now.
Okay, the American Legion is one of the oldest organizations. The oldest one would be the VFW, which is Spanish-American War. The American Legion was established because when World War I came about, there was nothing done for the veterans. Now, you have to understand, these veterans came back from trench warfare, the new invention, the machine gun, mustard gas, and they were given, I think, $60, a train ticket, and they got to keep their uniform, and that's all the benefits they got. In 1919 in France, the Expeditionary Force, that's the American Expeditionary Force, AEF, had a meeting, and they decided, hey, we need to do something for the veterans. And then that was, they had a meeting in May of 1919 in St. Louis, and that's where it got started to be in the American Legion instead of the AEF. At the National Convention on November 11th, 1919, that's when they actually got started. So the American Legion is going to be over 100 years old. In fact,
wow. That's right now,
because this next convention in Ontario will be the 100th year. The Reading Post, Shasta Post 197, was established in 1920. That's how old that post is.
So next year we'll be looking at 100-year anniversary for our local post.
Our local post. A lot of people don't know there is a post in Reading. It meets in 1605 Yuba Street at the Veterans Memorial. The first Tuesday of the month. The American Legion, it has what's known as four pillars. And as I mentioned about the veterans, that's why it got started. I think it got started in 1923 when they went to Congress and said, hey, we need to do something for the veterans. And that was when they got the VA Bureau started, because there wasn't anything, no medical or anything. The other thing is about right after the 1920, somewhere around there, some hospital nurses said, hey, we need to support these. And that's when auxiliary got started. Now, auxiliary is any person that has a grandfather or father that served in the military honorably during what the Congress has established as our dates. So that's the auxiliary. And I'll tell you what, from 1920, when the women nurses started helping veterans, I think they've continued doing it, even though they're not nurses. The ladies are awesome. They do most of the programs, and we support them. And it's become a family. That's the main key. We started the writers, I think, in 1990. The sons were about 1934, I believe. I'm going off of memory.
Yeah.
And they were supposed to support. Everyone has to understand, because the way the Constitution was written, or we submitted to Congress, it's a war time. World War One was supposed to be the last war.
The war to end all wars. Yeah.
So the sons were supposed to take over. So it was like being a person of the Sons of the Revolution.
Yes.
Well, there is no revolution anymore.
Yes, yes.
But there's an organization, the Sons of the Revolution. Yeah. That's the same thing that what the sons were doing. Along comes World War II. That ends everything. We yes. now have a new playing field. So the American Legion program, I might be jumping around a little bit. In 1925, I think the American Legion started American Legion Baseball. That was one of the biggest programs. I think we've had Stan Musial, another person that went on to play America, the major leagues.
Yeah.
So it's been an established program. Our post, and the Shasta Post, supports American Legion Baseball. The other one program that started was Boy State. Boy State, I think, started in 1935. I had the honor of taking the first delegate to California, 1937, on honor flight.
Oh, wow.
And, of course, being a program that I support, Boy mm-hmm. State, I latched on to this guy and escorted him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, because right. We have an emotional attachment right. to that. Yeah.
Big, tall Vince. He's actually spoke several times at yeah. Boy State when they have it. A lot of people don't understand. That is a great program.
That's potential future leaders.
It's a one-week, yeah. and it's open to juniors. It could be open to high school, junior, or self-study. I've actually had a self-study individual go to Boy State. And it's 1 week of hands-on learning how the government runs.
Yes.
And the community wins, the school wins, the parents win, the student wins. I have yet to see a student come back, not changed, understand what government is. So, and I've been trying for several years. Right now, I have two high schools that are participating in it.
Well, real quick, when I was down in Durham, when we did the Boy States in September, we would do ice cream social, and the boys that we sent down there, we would always have them get up and talk about what they learned and stuff. And that's how I actually learned about the program my first year there. I had never even heard of it. And being at that ice cream social and those boys talking about what they learned and everything, it just blew me away that we have a program that does that.
Yeah, we have several programs, oratorical contest, there's a junior shooting, and a lot of these programs have awards. I mean, I'm talking financial. You can win if you go all the way to national,
yes,
up to $25,000 or more, not for boys. Boy State is specifically for the community. And that's what I've been trying to push for I don't know how many years. Mm-hmm. I finally got it. Yeah. started. And so it's right now I have to go and interview sometime this coming month, end of this month, potential delegates that we were going to try to send to Boy State.
Oh, okay.
So I'll be doing that probably first part of February. We got... I think in the past we've supported five delegates at a time.
And they write essay for that?
No. That's another program from another organization. If you want to hear about that,
no,
I'll
that's
be more.
Why I just no. I can't remember exactly what we... I know they had to fill out an application
don't
for
we,
it.
Actually, what we do is we ask the school to give us some candidates, and we go and interview those candidates. From those candidates, the post selects delegates to represent the post to go to Boy State. When they go to Boy State, we usually try to have them come back at one of our meetings to discuss what they did. Last time we had three Boy States come.
I'm going to cut you off real quick, David, and we are going to take a real quick break, and we'll come back. I want to talk a little bit more about what the American Legion does and maybe specifically here in our community, but have a good quick break, and we will be back to Manning the Watch in just a couple of minutes. Thank you.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane and Reading, 241-1167.
Coming to the Cascade Theater February 2nd, The Golden Dragon Acrobats. From China, The Golden Dragon Acrobats feature a high-energy evening of breathtaking acrobatics and daring stunts, plus dance, juggling, and trapeze. The Golden Dragon Acrobats, a family-friendly feast for the senses, filled with fast-paced fun. February 2nd at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater. Tickets at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. We are living in a prophetic time when the insolent will rule and the morally corrupt will make the laws of the land. The young, who have not been taught right from wrong and whose minds have been poisoned, will lead those who are being deceived. People will sink into despair and the eyes of their understanding will remain blind to the only way of escape. Only through a saving relationship with Jesus Christ will they find the peace they are seeking. It's vital you attend a church that will help you learn how to apply God's Word in your everyday life while living in this world. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Locally owned KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio, is also home to local programming and local sports. Mondays at 6 p.m., Radio Wasteland explores the mysteries all around us with a team of researchers who dig deep into the unseen world. Thursdays at 6, it's Chris and Jen Gomez keeping you up on pop culture and entertainment with We're a Little Behind, KCNR, where you also get local high school football, basketball, and, of course, baseball with the Reading Colt 45s. KCNR 1460.
All right, I can definitely go for that one. Thank you, Jared. You made up for the last one. Welcome back to Manning the Watch with Doc. I am Doc, and we still have David Cockrell. Did I get it right that time?
Correct.
Nah, okay, I won't get it right the rest of the day, but at least I got it right once. You were giving us amazing history of the American Legion. And I know there's a couple other things you wanted to talk about, so I'll just give it right back to you and whatever you want to put out there.
Okay. I think they're also, the American Legion is considered what we call a family. And that's the Legion, the Auxiliary, the Sons, and the Riders. Riders that were established in 1990. They do a legacy run. And that's supposed to help children of veterans that were lost. So they actually support children. We do support children. There's a program that is not for the veteran, but is for children of the veteran. Children don't have to be with a veteran if we find out that they have needs.
Gotcha.
A one-time deal. And like you mentioned, we mentioned before, TFA, Temporary Financial Assistance, is available. The other thing is, by me, an American Legion member, and a lot of American Legion members probably don't realize this, that there is a financial assistance if you're American Legion. Like we were just talking about the car fire.
Yes.
If you belong to the American Legion, you are eligible for NEF, the National Emergency Fund.
Yes.
You have to put in an application for that. For the car fire, we have provided that information to the representative for the car fire, in case that we come up with a Legion member that needs it. In fact, one Legion member we have already assisted went into that program. So with that, I wanted to understand that we are a family. There are four pillars that we represent, and that is the National Security, VA, and R, which is Veterans Administration Rehabilitation, mentoring their youth, and Americanism. We are heavily into Americanism. For local, I'm going to talk local because that's what where community is. There's a local area. What does the post do? You hear that Shasta County supports veterans. My question is, and I've asked this a lot, what do the veterans do for Shasta County? Our problem is we don't go out and say, hey, look at us. This is what we're doing.
Yes, yes.
And that's one of our problems. I think you mentioned that about several programs. What do we do in the community? Well, you just heard something about Boy State. We support Boy State. That's for the community. We also do, through the auxiliary packet, you got what? I'm due not close enough or something?
You keep turning away.
Oh, being communications, yeah. I know that I'm supposed to be an inch from it.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to lick the mic.
Yes.
We do, auxiliary does packages for the troops. So we try to support that financially. They collect several things and send it overseas. The other thing we do, we have a clean screening. We do Cypress. We clean Cypress about once every quarter. We may have veterans out there with their caps on and our safety vest with an American Legion logo on it, and we patrol the street. The other thing is we do what we call the Huggy Bear Program, and that's where we provide stuffed animals to the Reading Police Department to give to any child that's traumatized that they go out and visit. So they can give a stuffed animal to that child. We do a trouble with some youth. They have a horse program. We support that. Mm-hmm. The other thing we do is we do what's known as Healing Waters. That's where they do fishing trips. We have a member that is in the Healing Waters, and he takes veterans out every so often, and we support that. The other thing, legislation, that is a big thing. I think coming up in February, we're supposed to go down to Sacramento and walk the halls, talking to our representatives.
Gotcha.
And that's bringing to that subject. That's why it's important for you to belong to a veterans organization. We protect the benefits from the past, present, and future of all veterans. If you want to do something for the troops, I would recommend you join just for that, because I can be thankful for the American Legion, other organizations stepping up and telling Congress, no, you can't take away this benefit. If they had taken away from this benefit, and I can document this, I would have lost $14,000 a year from a benefit. I'm thankful for them speaking on my behalf. How did they get that power to do that? When they got up there, the American Legion says, I have so many members behind me, and we say no to this, to Congress. I'm there. That's where the power is. So you, the younger veterans out there, if they had to do anything, if they want to join, if they don't want to go to meetings because they're raising a family, I understand that. But belong, because we need that voice. If we die out and they want benefits, those benefits are going to be lost because there's no one speaking on their behalf. And that's why it's important. And again, like I said, there are four pillars. We aren't just a drinking organization. We do things in the community. Again, like I said, we don't go out and say, look at us, we're doing this for you, the community. So anyway, the national security, we're into that. And then as far as politics goes, I can't talk about politics unless the American Legion authorized me to do so.
Yes, yes.
So when you brought out about the wall, is it good or not, I can't talk about that because they didn't come out and say, yes, you can do this. But I can do what we said, support the Coast Guard. Because I have an email that says, go out to congressmen and fight for the Coast Guard because we need them to get paid. So that I can talk about. I can talk about the TFA or the Coast Guard.
We want our coast to be guarded.
Right. Yes.
That's their job, and they do a great job of it. And, like all the other branches, there's not enough men and women to do it all, but they do a dang good job of what they have.
Yeah, so like I said, that's national security, and American Legion came out and said, this is from National Commander or the National, and they said, go ahead and do this. So, yes, I can do that. I can talk about that. I can't talk about anything else.
I wouldn't ask you to. That's why I, cut myself off. We can talk about that for the whole hour.
And then, like I said, I just mentioned some of the programs we do by mentoring the youth. And the flag program, the American Legion established the first flag protocol for flag, and that was one of the things, because if you look at our preamble, which you probably know,
yes,
for God and country we associate ourselves for the following purpose: protect the Constitution of the United States. Well, that is in our preamble, and this is part of it, is because this is Americanism. That's what we support, Americanism.
And on the scout side, the citizenship, all the different citizenship things, the same thing, and making sure that we're doing the Scout Oath, all that we do, Pledge of Allegiance at the beginning, we march the flag in, appropriately. Then we, retire the flag at the end of the meetings and stuff. It's all to teach those young folks, that flag's there for a reason. That flag is the symbol of our country.
And then, that's, again, Americanism. And like we were talking earlier about Boy Scouts, American Legion supports the Boy Scouts.
Yes.
And I guess it's scouting now, but that's what we support.
Scouting BSA, yes. Yes.
So anyway, it's one of our programs. There are something like 29 programs that the American Legion does, and I don't have enough time to go over all of them.
And you had mentioned, you went by it real quick, the baseball. Down in Durham, we had the American Legion baseball tournament down there, and it was, different teams, and I don't remember if those were junior high or high school students that were doing that. And, there was eight or nine teams that showed up, and they did it, and they had a big barbecue. It's a big event down in that little town of Durham. And it's, American Legion plastered all over the front when you're driving by the park there. So, it is a big deal.
Right now, Tiger Field, even though Tiger was national team, American Legion at one time supported that park. If you went down there, you would see American Legion, and we did an honor guard every year to opening up the field. Our problem is a lot of our veterans got old, and therefore an honor guard went away.
We just keep getting older. What's that all about?
But right now, the American Legion baseball in Reading, our community, I believe is in Shasta High School, is where it's being done. The reason I know that is because one of the commissioners is in our post for American Legion. Now, that's hierarchy. He's in the department.
Yeah, yeah.
But our post does support American Legion baseball. I've been to several of the Shasta Tigers. There's actually two. There's a junior and a senior, I take it, and it's age limit.
Oh, okay.
So
it's kind of the way the Little League, they're in there by ages.
Right.
You know?
We have, I think we support two teams. I'd have to talk to the commissioner or my representative. So anyway, that's what we do. We do support the American Legion baseball. And, of course, you heard about Boy State.
Yes.
Boy State, if people don't understand, if you want to look about it, you go to the website National Boys and Girls State. You'll see what we do. And it's an interesting program. There's a fictitious parties. They don't, they might call them WIGs and WOMs or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And they go down there. We send about the 30, okay, representatives. And what they do is they split them up into a city. They have to run for dog catcher, mayor, yeah, yeah, all that. Then they establish a county. And in the end result, they establish the government. That's the, like California.
Yeah.
And they meet their legislatures, their senators that are there. So anyway, that's Boy State. And I guess we come back.
We'll come back in just a minute. Thank you for listening to Manning the Watch. And I'm a huge history buff, so I'm into all of this. Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
Improve your health with OsteoStrong. Not a drug, not a gym, just 10 minutes a week. One thing we all have in common, a skeletal system. By implementing the OsteoStrong strategy, you may experience the following results. Less joint and back pain, improved bone density, improved posture, improved balance, and improved athletic performance. To learn more about OsteoStrong, visit Linda and Ken in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, 243 Athens Avenue, or give them a call at 215-3115.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Yeah, a little Van Halen. Never hurt anybody in the morning, did it? All right. Thank you for coming back to Manning the Watch. And all, we've been talking with David Cockrell. I said that right? All right. And all, we're going to take just a break from David for a second. We're going to do a spotlight of veteran that Frank Rose wants to talk about real quick. So, Frank, it's all yours.
All right. Good morning, everybody. And I... glad you're listening. This particular individual's name is Al Mazza, and Al was born in 1916 in Breezy Hill, Kansas, an immigrant coal miner's son. His father died of pneumonia when he was three, leaving Al and his two brothers and an expected wife and attempting to provide for her family. Her mother-in-law, and a seamstress, and remarried two times and finally settled in Chicago, Illinois in 1927. These years were difficult. Oftentimes, an orange was a treasure for a Christmas present. In 1928, his mother married Leo Kaiser, a carpenter and a woodworker. And Mr. Kaiser was a good man and took Al in as his own son. During the Depression, Al left school after the 10th grade and joined the CCC, the Civilian Conservation Corps, and went to Idaho. Here he began to seek God and was baptized in a small rural Catholic church in Percy, Idaho, where he was stationed at a camp nearby on Green River. The young man worked at cleaning bushes and making trails through the national forest. Returning to Chicago in 1934, he worked in a tannery and also an auto shop before enlisting in the Army in 1937, where his first post was in Monterey, California, in the 11th Cavalry A Troop as a soldier, 44. It was a horse troop. His favorite horse was Virgo. During this time, he was one of the soldiers in a movie with Sergeant Murphy and Ronald Reagan. After 3 years, he returned to Chicago, where he met and courted Angela Safrini, and that was his wife. He re-enlisted in the Army and was sent to Texas. In 1942, still in Texas, Angela went down to visit and they eloped. And while fighting in 1944, World War II, Al was shot in the ankle and was rewarded a Purple Heart. Later, he served in Korea and was one of the first ones to land on the beaches, after which he was stationed in Texas, Indiana, and Maryland. During his time in the Army, he was part of the cavalry, working as a cook, and earned honors shooting with many of his cadre units. Various motor pools in Georgia and Japan and Germany, and taught automotive repair and to servicemen, and then to students in a prestigious Culver Military Academy. After 27 years of serving his country, he retired from the military in 1965. He moved his family to California in 1968, where he worked at Shasta Dam as a guard and a mechanic before retiring in 1978. During his time at Shasta Dam, he started a tradition of a Shasta Dam Thanksgiving meal for all the employees, and tradition which continues today. He has spent his retirement having a coffee at McDonald's every morning at 5:30 with a group of his buddies and serving others. And with the Knights of Columbus, he worked Sunday's fundraising breakfast and started a Christmas Day dinner for everyone in need of a warm meal and a company, a tradition which still stands today. As a member of Sons of Italy, he cooked many fundraising meals and helped provide education on Italian heritage with his friend, historian Frank Rose. With this group of buddies, he helped widows with home maintenance, provided wheelchairs and other mechanical equipment free of charge to those who needed it, and generally keeping everyone entertained with his jokes. He has 4 children, 122 grandchildren, 76 great-grandchildren. They love his books, his jokes, and constantly his positive attitude, his ability to figure out how things work and how to fix them, and his love of helping others. Now, this year, Al Mazza will be 103 years old. God bless him.
103 years old. He had a heck of a life there. Nothing but respect for that, you know. Thank you, Frank, for bringing that. For that, that's the kind of veteran spotlight that we want to do, you know, every week. Or yeah, every week. We're here every week.
A cavalryman.
Grandpa Taylor's dad was a cavalryman. There's one picture of him, Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Grandpa Williams was also in the cavalry. He was a mule skinner.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We've talked about that. Yeah. Real quick, before we're going to turn back over to David, and we'll only have a couple minutes left, but I want to make sure that everybody knows that the VFW post here in Reading has on the monthly free lunch for veterans. It's February 12th, just coming up here real soon. It'll be Valentine's Day before we even know it. Sure. That is sponsored by the Winter Reading Care Center here in Reading, and they do the free lunching for veterans at the VFW post at 1251 Oregon Street. It's right next to Woody's, the bar and grill there. It's a good place to go. It's from noon, 12:30-ish to 1 or so. I went to it last or this month in January, and I'll definitely be there on the 12th again. And if you have any questions or anything, just send me message on Facebook at Manning the Watch, or you can email at manningthewatch@outlook.com. Real quick before the show goes, I want to turn back over to David. We just got a couple minutes left. David, if there's anything you want to finish up on.
Yeah, I think I should go over the dates about the Legion Sons and American Legion Auxiliary. The Legion, of course, is during the times of war. That's by act of Congress. The Sons, any person that is eligible for the Legion, I mean, I'm talking about your father.
Yes.
Or grandfather, you're eligible for to be the Sons. I do think they have a resolution to try to change that if they don't have to be a member of the American Legion. My father died, so I'm a son because I'm honoring my father for World War II. The auxiliary membership application is the same dates. It could be a legionnaire or deceased, and I don't think they have a change. It either can be a father or a grandfather. Now, it's important that you belong, as I explained.
Yes.
I'm going to go over the dates that are eligibility, and this is an act of Congress, maybe subject to change, but right now this is what the Legion has to go by. Any World War II from December 7th, 41 to December 31st, 1946. Korea, June 25th, 50 through January 31st, 1955. Vietnam, February 28th, 1961 to May 7th, 1975. For Grenada, it's August 24th, 1982 to July 31st, 1984. Panama is December 20th, 1989 to January 31, 1990. Gulf War terrorism is from August 2nd, 1990 continuous. Merchant Marines are eligible if they served in World War II from December 7th, 1941 to December 31st, 1946. That's the only time they're eligible. Those are the dates. Any veteran that served honorably, one day active, is eligible for the American Legion. And if your father or grandfather served during any of those dates, you're eligible for the Sons and the Auxiliary. And our Auxiliary Shasta Post, our Unit 197, does a lot for veterans. And I have worked closely with them, so I know. And we also do stand down. That's one of the things I didn't mention we do locally. Oh, yeah. Where our post is heavily into stand down.
Yeah, I was there during the stand down, and I've done many, many stand downs in all the different counties that I've worked at up here in Northern California. And it's stand down is very vital. And some of the things that we need to just remind everybody about is they join because those numbers matter.
They matter.
They matter in Sacramento. They matter in D.C. They even matter here locally. So even if you can't go, you know, I'm in a position right now that I can't go, but I do know that you have my voice. You have my whoever is representing the Legion in the different, you know, political arenas are there making sure that the vets are getting what we should be getting, health care through the VA or anything else. You know, if anybody has any questions on all of those dates that David ran through right there, any questions about any of this, I can be reached on Facebook at Manning the Watch or email that manningthewatch@outlook.com. Do you have contact information?
Yes, I do. But I'm going to warn you, if you call my number, which is in seven counties, I'm on the road a lot. I'm going to give you my phone number, 530-605-8114. Please leave a message, because always sometimes I don't have good coverage.
Yes.
My email, and I only use this email for veterans. This is as through the it's shasta.post197@gmail.com. I'll give that to you again. That's the Shasta, like the mountain, S-H-A-S-T-A dot post, P-O-S-T, 197@gmail.com. Again, we meet the first Tuesday of the month. That is at 6 o'clock. We have a potluck. At 7 o'clock, we have our meeting. That's at 1605 Eagle Street.
We'll get all of that on our Facebook page.